Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Well, let's start the insanity. Giddy up.
Yes, a bounce-back game indeed. What I am calling the most annoying, convincing win ever, 35-20, the Green Bay Packers over the hosting Houston Texans. A little bit of a tongue twister I gave myself there. I am Zach Rapport, at Zach Rapport on Twitter, and this is the APC Podcast. Rapid reaction, two schlitz to the wind. We are two schlitz to the wind here on a Sunday afternoon. I am joined to break down this game by Tex Western. How are you, man?
I'm good. It just feels good to be back in the win column today, and to be convincing, at least in some respects, felt better.
Before we fired up the microphones, what did you say? It was nice to watch a reasonable game.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I mean, no, offense looked great in the first half. They, you know, bogged down a little bit in the second half, but you know, it was one of those, even when Houston started threatening a little bit, it felt like, felt like it was pretty well in hand.
Yeah, I agree. But let's start at the beginning, because, you know, word comes down yesterday of all the injuries and players that we're going to miss in this game. And suddenly a game that we thought was going to be handled very easily. We were starting to, I think we were worried a little bit on the APC back end. No Bakhtiari, no Aaron Jones, no Savage, no Savage. It was,
Tyler Irvin,
you know, not in there. So Billy Turner at left tackle. Let's get your first thoughts there. Maybe I wasn't following closely enough, but I was surprised that he was playing there to begin with.
Yeah, I was thinking they were going to go with Wagner at left tackle and just keep the rest of the line more or less the same. And part of the reason I was thinking back about that was that Wagner played left tackle at Wisconsin, but then after Turner got the start today, somebody reminded us that Turner also played left tackle at North Dakota State and has played left tackle a little bit in the NFL, whereas Wagner's been pretty much exclusively on the right side. So I think probably, you know, giving him the full week to prepare at that side, certainly it seems like he, for the most part, you know, held up pretty well. The O-line overall, I thought, looked pretty solid. So I was pretty trepidatious early on too, but, that first drive, there was one great play where, he basically just stoned JJ Watt coming off the edge. And, that was kind of the moment. It was like, okay, this could work.
We can do this. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
You mentioned pass protection. I feel like that was where he was solid. And it seemed like, as far as run protection, Matt LaFleur saw to it that they were not going to test him in that arena. So a team that normally tries to find the outside in this Packers offense was keeping it inside. A lot of Jamal Williams up the gut. And I think that really helped Turner as well.
Yeah, and I think it's both keeping Turner from, you know, being exposed a little bit and using the running backs you have to their best skill sets. Williams has always been more effective as just a straight ahead kind of power runner rather than a cutback zone type of guy like Aaron Jones is. And when you've got Williams and AJ Dillon as your two, you know, basically your two running backs in this game, it makes sense that you would run them a lot more on the interior anyway. So I think it was a pretty good job, especially early on. First half, I thought the play calling was great pretty much for most of that first half, mixing in some really good play action. You saw it with the team getting out to a quick 21-0 lead.
Well, you mentioned AJ Dillon, the young running back. We haven't gotten to see that much of him this year. Saw a bigger dose of him today for obvious reason. What did you think?
There wasn't a whole lot there, honestly. He only ended up with, 5 carries for 11 yards. So certainly not a real impressive day in the stat line, but I think he's probably one of those backs that gets better as the game goes along and gets better as he gets more touches. You know, with his powerful running style, I think he can be more of the, you know, wear down the opposing defenses physically type of guy. And so I think, you know, Williams had a couple of nice carries late. And I think he was really the one who got the beneficiary of that on the stat sheet, since he was the one kind of carrying the ball towards the end of the game.
Yeah. Let's turn to the quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. You know, a lot was made all week about what a stinker of a performance. I think you said it was the second worst statistical performance of his career last week against the Buccaneers. And he was very sour in some press conference availability. Very sour. I personally found that very amusing. But I'm not the one asking the questions in those situations. But today, 23 of 34. 283 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions. Did you see what you needed to see out of Rodgers to say, okay, we're fine, that was a blip and we're back? Or are you still worried? What do you think?
I'm hesitant to go all fully back in to the deep end. There were enough concerning plays with him with some of that fadeaway footwork again, that there were a couple plays I think that he left some yards out there on the field by not stepping into his throws, not leading guys. I think there was one to Bob Tunyon. Pronunciation. But I think there was one to him where he kind of threw off his back foot, and if I think Tunyon had to make a really tough catch. I think if he puts it on, and you know, he's gone for, you know, 40-50 yard touchdown.
Yeah.
One or two of the throws to Adams as well. I think he could have led him a little bit better. And so there's a little bit of concern there, but fundamentally, you know, I think what I took away from this is that, you know, Rodgers in this offense can excel against bad to good defenses. And it's when you get into great, which I think is probably where Tampa Bay's defense is right now.
Yeah.
That's where you get into trouble, is when you get a truly great defense at all levels. That's where, you know, this team is going to need to find some answers. But Houston's defense, not good, certainly not great, but I would say on the very not good side. And it was at least encouraging to see Rodgers do what he needed to do. You know, and exploit the matchups that he had.
Yeah. Tampa, you're right, is definitely in rare air on the defensive side. It's going to be a long time before the Packers face another defense quite that good. But you also mentioned Devontae Adams, 13 receptions, 196 yards, two touchdowns. He averaged 15.1 yards per reception. My goodness, are we looking for him too much? Are we going to him? Are we relying on Adams too much? Or is he just that awesome? Is it somewhere in between?
Well, in this game, I mean, so much of it was about matchups, because the Texans secondary was banged up. Bradley Roby was out. They had Vernon Hargraves go out a couple times. So they at times in the game, they were down both of their starting cornerbacks, and they just weren't covering Adams reasonably with the personnel that they had. I mean, there were a couple instances where on his long touchdown, I mean, he got a quick release off the line and there was no safety help whatsoever. So that's the easiest throw and decision Rodgers is going to have to make all day. So I think that was part of it. You know, the talk about DVOA a couple weeks ago, I still hate the receiver screens. And there was one on, I think, third and 10, where, you know, they hit Adams on a quick screen and he was able to scamper out and get 12 yards in the first down.
Yep.
And that was another one of those where I tweeted out again. It's like, bad process, good result, but bad process. And I still get a little frustrated by trying to feed him a little bit too much in those plays. But like, I'm not sorry that they didn't try to feature MVS in the game. He had four targets and no catches. Including a drop.
Marquez, my man, what are you doing? You're killing me.
You know, it was frustrating. And I would have thought maybe a little more of the tight ends, especially against the Texans linebackers. But, you know, when you got a team that's not defending your, you know, all pro caliber receiver, well, you're going to throw them the ball. So from that perspective, I get it.
Yeah. And despite that, you still had Malik Taylor getting a touchdown and Gerd Sternberger also getting a touchdown.
Yeah, that was fun. It was nice to see those guys get into the action a little bit and you know, finally get into the end zone. So good for them. Hopefully Malik Taylor gets to keep his first touchdown pass football. So that'll be a hopefully a good keepsake for him, and hopefully the first of many.
Yeah. Switching to the defensive side of the ball, Ty Summers, not so great at football, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
Not so great playing linebacker today, at least. I mean, you know, Chris Barnes plays mostly pretty good, like he has for, you know, the first half or so, but then he leaves with an injury, and, you know, Summers played badly enough that he went out and got benched for Kamal Martin in his first game action, and Martin had some... He had a couple of really nice plays and a couple of really bad plays, which is, you know, what you expect from a fifth round rookie. But yeah, Summers seemed to really struggle, especially in pass coverage. I think that's an area where the Packers have got to be, you know, hoping that Christian Kirksey comes back soon and that maybe Kamal Martin can help out in that area, because Summers just isn't getting it done.
Yeah, and I tweeted out Summers comes in, and that first drive that he's in, I thought to myself, this is a great opportunity for me to focus on Ty Summers. And you know what? I think Deshaun Watson saw Ty Summers come in and said the same thing. This is a great opportunity for me to focus on Ty Summers, because you mentioned it, pass coverage, not his strong suit. I saw... a little bit of soft coverage, but also some bad angles, man.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, you know, Summers playing the ball in space, he's got to be that, you know, the Blake Martinez type, right? The guy who, you know, cleans up things in the box. You don't ask him to do too much in space. You know, that's the role I think that you have to have him play at this point.
Yeah, I want to, again, focusing on the defense, the Texans, David Johnson rushing for 42 yards, Watson frustratingly getting 38 yards, Duke Johnson for -1 yard. Suddenly the Packers run defense showing up. They must have really gotten a talking to after last week, because I noticed that the tackling was a lot better this week.
Yeah. Yeah, both in the box and, you know, out on the edges. There were a couple of awesome tackles from a couple guys. Vernon Scott had a really good one that forced a field goal out on the edge at one point. I think Josh Jackson, I noticed, had one or two nice tackles on the edge as well. That was encouraging for sure. And then the fact that we actually saw a little bit of pass rush, a little bit of pressure on Watson was helpful as well. That was a big positive for me moving forward.
Yeah, I saw also Raven Green got a few sure tackles. Yes. He was looking pretty good today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had one. I think I tweeted on that one that it was just an absolutely picture perfect form tackle. Wrapped up the guy around the waist, you know, pulled his helmet out of the way. And that was, I think, a big stop for that one. Might have forced a punt as well. So, yeah, secondary looked pretty good, you know, bringing down the ball carriers today, which, that's a big improvement.
Yeah, yeah. Did you focus at all on the secondary, like the corners? You know, Jair Alexander is a guy who I think is having a really, really good season, as evidenced by the fact that we never hear his name. And so he's not a superstar. Yep. He's not the guy that the cameras aren't going to go to him and they're going to talk about him, you know, every other defensive play. But they showed him at some point late in the game, and I was like, oh yeah, Alexander's back there. He must be playing fucking awesome, because they haven't talked about him at all.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like all of Deshaun Watson's pass attempts were to the middle of the field. They were, you know, Randall Cobb out of the slot. Brandon Cooks got a little bit out of the slot. But, I mean, Will Fuller basically didn't do anything for the entire game. Kenny Stills didn't really do anything either. So, you know, we'll have to look back and see if Josh Jackson seemed to play well in coverage, too, because it seemed to me that everything was being thrown to the middle, and they were attacking the slot guys, the safeties, the linebackers in coverage, as opposed to trying anything on really either of the Packers' two boundary guys.
Yeah. We joked about this a little bit back and forth on Twitter and leading up to the game, but I had predicted no less than 4 instances of Deshaun Watson frustratingly scrambling, slipping by guys for a third down conversion. Did we get 3, or did we stop at 2? We almost got 3, I think.
Yeah, I think we didn't count the third one, because that was the one that ended up getting stopped just short.
Yeah, it was fourth and one after
that. That fourth and one, which Preston Smith snuffed out. So, we definitely hit the under on your prediction, which was a relief. You hit 4 or more of those types of plays, that's a bad day.
Yeah. Is Watson good? Is that a fair question? He's good, right?
I really think he's a good quarterback. And, you know, another one of the guys that the Bears took Mitchell Trubisky over. So that's always fun to bring up. But no, I mean, I think he's a good quarterback. He's certainly an incredible athlete, and one of his biggest strengths is one of Aaron Rodgers' biggest strengths, which is kind of making something on broken plays and making something out of nothing and playing off schedule. And he did have to do a lot of that today because of the fact that the Packers were getting some pressure on him again, which was nice to see.
Yeah. I got to give a shout out to a player. A day ago, I texted Alex Patakis and our Ben Foldy as well and said, hey, guys, just so you know, there is a guy named
Mr. Black
who was just elevated to the team. So if you see
Mr. Black
on the field, you don't have to say to yourself, what the fuck is a
Mr. Black?
Because now I know who that is. So and then, of course, Mr. Black, Henry Black, of course, the safety, making his debut here for the Packers with the big forced fumble at the end of the game. I'm not setting anything up for you. I just wanted to drop that sound.
No, that football on that fumble, I think it flew about 12 yards in the air. That was a really impressive play. And reading up on him after they signed him after the draft, I mean, I remember that was the book on him, was he was a big hit kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, with Savage out, it'll be interesting to see how many plays he ended up with on in the game. Looks like he had two tackles and then that forced fumble. But I think you saw a little something there. You saw a bunch of these young guys. I mean, him, Vernon Scott made a couple nice plays. Yep. So it was nice to see some of these young guys step up in a couple of big situations.
Agreed. Well, the Texans were 1-5 coming into this game. That's right, right? 1-5. Now they're 1-6.
Yep.
So not a very good team. I guess what are our takeaways here? Did we we were looking for a bounce back game. I guess we got it. It was a frustrating sort of end of third into the fourth quarter, trying to put this team away. But we're pretty sure they're bad. I don't know. What's the takeaway?
I mean, I think that given the injury list this week, this is a game that the Packers had to survive as much as anything. And, jumping out to that 3-touchdown lead at the end of the first half was big, because then at that point they could, kind of sort of go on cruise control a little bit the rest of the way. And the defense sort of did that. Again, they gave up 300 yards passing to Watson, a lot of that dink and dunk stuff. But I think they also, showed that they were that Pettine was willing to be a little more aggressive at times. I mean, he brought a 7-man rush at one point on a third down inside the red zone, which was just, it was mind blowing that he actually brought 7 guys rushing the passer, which was great. And you saw, a lot of the issues that I think came up and really bit the Packers against Tampa look better in this game. And so if they can get most of these injured guys back healthy in the next couple of weeks, next week they get a Minnesota team that is, basically left for dead and has rats jumping off the ship at this point.
Yeah.
The following week you get a San Francisco team that all of a sudden looks like they're very beatable.
Yeah.
So I think this was a, I think it was a bit of a get right game. Get through it with the injuries, hopefully get some of these guys healthy for the stretch run a little bit. That's what I was hoping for, and I feel like I was reasonably satisfied with with the performance that I saw.
If you're doing your post game survey, how did the Packers serve you today? You'd go like 2/3 of the way to the right hand side, reasonably satisfied.
Yeah, 6 or 7 out of 10.
There you go. One last thing I just wanted to sort of say and have you react to. Vilma is so bad.
Oh,
the commentator, the color guard. I heard a Bobby Turner. I heard a Matt Pettine. He was just openly rooting for the Texans at one point, and I swear I could at that moment I was like, there's going to be a producer in his ear right now saying you have to walk that back. And not 45 seconds later, his partner in the booth there was like, not that you want them to win, right?
Yeah, it was one of the more painful color commentating performances that I've heard in a long time. And we've had
worse than Jennings
in the booth a couple times already this year. So it was ugly.
Vilma is not the favorite of me. I'll say that.
No. Yeah, that was a rough one. I mean, Kenny Albert's pretty good.
Yeah.
For, you know, as far as a play by play guy, he's not sure who he pissed off at Fox to get matched up with Vilma in the booth. But yeah, poor guy.
I mean, I think that just goes to show how hard it is to find guys that are actually good at that.
Yeah.
It's easy for me at home, you know, through 1.5 beers to be like, you know, I could do better than that, but I can't. I barely make it through this thing alive. We're on like minute 20 according to my recording thing, and I'm just, yeah, no, I can't do it. So not to say that it's easy, but man, it was noticeably bad
yeah.
Today.
You get paid to, you know, prepare and know these guys' names, and when you have that many gaffes like he did today, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Well, a surprisingly good performance by Bobby Turner and Matt Petten's boys really held it together here. Any final thoughts before we close out on our rapid recap here?
Only other thing I got to say is it didn't show up with a sack, but Preston Smith had a heck of a game.
Yes.
Pressures that led to two different sacks. He had that huge stop on fourth down where he snuffed out it looked like some sort of option look for Watson. So I'd give my game ball on defense to Preston, and he needed it because he had been kind of a whipping boy for the last five games. So nice to see a bounce back game from him.
And I'm just going to play some Smiths. We just haven't had the opportunity to play the Smiths yet this year. So I'm going to do that. Shout out to Preston. And with that, that is going to do it for us here on the Rapid Recap. 35-20. Again, the Packers move to 5-1. And we're reasonably satisfied with this game. And so thank you guys for tuning in. At Tex Western on Twitter, at Zach Rapport on Twitter. Follow the show at the APC Pod. We will be back for you on Tuesday night, Wednesday-ish morning to talk more about this game before we look ahead to the Vikings. Until then,
I got one more thing to say. Get your ass out there and vote.
Yes.
That's it. I'm done.
Yes. Wear a mask. Vote. End political statement. As our former guest, Gene Thomas, would say, we're getting off the soapbox now. So, there we go. All right. We're going to hit the outro music. Go out and vote. Go, Pack, go.
Go, Pack, go.